Good morning. I'm Robert Woolsey, Raven Radio News Director, and I'm joined this morning via Zoom by Susan Marquis. She's the Dean of the Pardee Rand School of Public Policy, and it's a graduate school. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. Nice to meet you, Rob.
Susan is in Santa Monica, California, and a little bit closer to home is Gabby Alvarado. And Gabby, you're just down the street at the Sitka Sound Science Center.
I am, right around the corner.
And you're here with a couple of other doctoral candidates at the Pardee School, and we'll talk about what you're specifically doing in just a moment. But I wanted to start with Susan and just ask you, Susan, about why is Pardee here? Why do we have three of your students here in Sitka?
Well, now that I've come to know Sitka, I'll say there is no better place than Sitka. So I'm delighted we're there. We're in Sitka. This started when the graduate school, we decided to establish three partner communities, and these are long-term partnerships of a minimum commitment of 10 years. Los Angeles, which is where we're located, was obviously our first partner, but our first external partner is Sitka. And it came about because of Lisa Bush at the Sitka Sound Science Center and her collaboration with our faculty member, Rob Limpert, and also our faculty member, Ryan Brown, on the landslide work there.
You had a lot of communities to choose from. What are the criteria that put Sitka on top, other than the fact that Rand had previous experience here? Are there certain characteristics of Sitka that attract you as an educator?
Well, yes. So we were looking at several different types of communities. So Los Angeles is obviously a large, extraordinarily large urban area. So that's one set of policy problems, demographics, communities to work with. We wanted something that was not a major, wasn't a major city, that was actually more rural or dealing with a different set of issues. So Sitka is very different demographically than Los Angeles. We're dealing with a different set of issues, and particularly environmental issues, the role of tourism, of the fishing industry, the traditional, tribal nation that's there. It presented a really different set of policy problems for us to work with the with the community to go after. But the other piece, and this is why Rand's work in Sitka and the relationship we had was so important, to really partner effectively with the community members, you have to be invited in. It's not a matter of us sitting on high, setting criteria and selecting who we work with. It's who welcomes us in, who says, we want to join in partnership with you. And Sitka did exactly that.
I won't deny that Sitka is endlessly fascinating and also welcoming to innovation and ideas. I can see how having a toehold here would be valuable for the program. Gabby, let's talk about you and your fellow students. Tell me about how you wound up in Sitka and what you guys are up to.
Yeah, well, I have a soft spot in my heart for Alaska. Before going down to the PhD program at PRGS, I was living in Alaska. And so I've always felt very strong ties here, including my partner, who's Alaskan, born and raised in McGrath. So as soon as I heard through the grapevine that there might be a potential project going on in Sitka, Alaska, I jumped up and I was really excited to see that we would be able to bring so many resources and so many interesting people to Alaska. Alaska is a fascinating place, and unfortunately, there seems to be a lot of a brain drain, and I was really excited about the possibility of understanding what people's priorities were and figuring out how we can bring our special skill set to assist the community identify priorities.
And Gabby, what are you studying specifically here?
So my background is in health, but right now we have kind of like a guiding topic, which was the topic of food security. And this came about from having conversations with Lisa Bush and other members in the community. And one important document that we were able to see was kind of like rankings of priorities that come out of the health summit. And food security was like a recurring topic every couple of years is always like at the top of that. And so we thought this would be like a good grounding topic for us to work on and allowed for lots of collaboration across different types of organizations, because it has to do with health, it has to do with climate change, it has to do with, you know, economic development and entrepreneurship. So we felt that that would be like a really good intersecting topic to work on. And so that has been our grounding topic. I can't speak for like the strategy of the project for the next 10 years, but I do anticipate that we'll probably start, you know, diverging from food security and going down other paths as the community identifies other priorities and understands what we can bring, and they can bring new projects to us. And I do feel there's like that flexibility. But for now, we're working a lot around the topic of food security, which in light of COVID has been a very appropriate topic right now.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't agree more. Gabby, you're here with two other students. One is at Alpha and one is working at the Sitka Food Co-op.
Yes. We're a very diverse bunch. We're all international students, which I think makes us a pretty cool crowd. So Carlos Calvo, he's from Mexico, and he has an interesting background. He has a bachelor's in math and a master's in policy. Then Samer Achan, he's from Lebanon, and he is an engineer, and he has a master's also in policy. And I'm from Costa Rica, and my background is in medicine and public health.
All right. Susan, turning back to you, this diversity that Gabby mentioned, is this intentional or is this random? Is the party school interested in developing talent from around the world?
Yes, of course. And we're interested in developing talent from everywhere. About a third of our students are international students, and we deliberately ensure that international students are quite a diverse group. We have 26 to 28 different nations within the Party Rand Graduate School. So it was somewhat luck of the draw in terms of the three students that ended up in Sitka this time, but that kind of diversity is not at all unusual. And I believe our next group of students will arrive in March for another 6 weeks. And I believe we have several U.S., you know, Americans in that group. And then we end to be back again then at the end of the summer. We are gradually going to move into not just these 6 weeks externships, but residencies where our students are living in Sitka for perhaps as much as a year. Our first residency will probably be shorter, more like 3 months, but we will gradually build up. So we'd like to eventually have almost a continuous presence over the course of this 10 years.
I already understand that at RAND, everything is kind of connected. And what Gabby's doing here is just the leading edge of this wave of a 10-year partnership with Sitka. So what is the end game look like 10 years from now? Will there be a large document where, you know, Gabby's work is cited in it? Or what are you expecting to come out of all this?
I hope something much better than a large document. I mean, obviously, it's good for our students to have various reports and articles and things that they publish. But more importantly is that together, our students, our faculty, and members of the Sitka community have actually accomplished the sort of policy objectives, community objectives that you all have and that we share. So unlike traditional, I think, academic research in communities, we're not parachuting in to do our research and then leaving. Instead, we really are the agendas driven by the community itself. So our students benefit from understanding what it takes to affect real change, what's the reality of implementing as you're working with local governments, community organizations, various players within the community. So they're learning more about not just recommending policy changes, but actually affecting change. And what we're hoping Sitka is gaining is some capacity building, building the Sitka's own capabilities to look at various policy alternatives and implement them, but also that we've really accomplished something, that the food co-op is more effective, that the food security is much stronger than it might have been without this partnership. And we'll continue to work on new issues, as Gabby said, over the course of the 10 years. We will just continue to broaden the scope of what we take on together.
I hope it bears fruit for the school and for the students as they take what they learn here and and head out into their careers and into the world. It'll be quite fascinating to follow their progress and their growth. I look forward to it.
Thank you. So do we. And I can't thank you enough for inviting us on to your show. It's really a pleasure to meet you. And I frankly really look forward to my next visit to Sitka.
Susan Marquis is the Dean of the Pardee Rand School of Public Policy. She's also the Vice President of Innovation for Rand Corporation. And Gabby Alvarado is a doctoral candidate at the school. She's one of three Pardee Rand students in Sitka, but she's just the leading edge of what sounds like many more students to come over the next 10 years. Thank you both for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rob.